This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the Biden administration rapidly completes a U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State met to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 83-member coalition. Participants were to take stock of their current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of the Islamic State group, whose remnants still pose a threat in Iraq and Syria, and has shown signs of surging in parts of Africa. U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket attack Monday with no reported casualties. This is a day after U.S. Air Force planes carried out airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border against what the Pentagon said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups to support drone strikes inside Iraq. Iraq's military condemned the U.S. airstrikes, and the militia groups called for revenge against the United States. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks. In addition, it was the second time the administration has taken military action in that region since U.S. President Joe Biden took over earlier in the year. And again, U.S. troops in eastern Syria were fired upon in a rocket attack on Monday. There were no reported casualties. It came a day after U.S. Air Force planes carried out airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief, in a landmark report launched after the killing of George Floyd in the United States, is now urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent and make amends to them, which includes reparations. A report from Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, offers a sweeping look at the roots of centuries of mistreatment faced by Africans and people of African descent, notably from the transatlantic slave trade. It seeks a transformative approach to address its continued impact today. The report, a year in the making, hopes to build on momentum around the recent intensified scrutiny worldwide about the blight of racism and its impact on people of African descent, as epitomized by the high-profile killings of unarmed black people in the United States and elsewhere. Rescuers searching for a fifth day for survivors of Florida condo building collapse used bucket brigades and heavy machinery Monday as they worked atop a precarious mound of pulverized concrete, twisted steel, and the remnants of dozens of households. Authorities said that their efforts were still a search and rescue operation, but no one has been found alive since hours after the collapse Thursday. Two more bodies were recovered Monday, bringing the confirmed death toll to 11. They were later identified as two 50-year-olds, and a Miami-Dade Police News report. More than 150 others are still missing in the community of Surfside, just outside of Miami. Ethiopia's government declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire Monday in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict as Tigray fighters occupied the region and the capital, and the government soldiers retreated in a region where hundreds of thousands continue to suffer in the world's worst famine crisis. A ceasefire could calm a war that has destabilized Africa's second most populous country and threatened to do the same in the wider Horn of Africa. Hong Kong's government says it will ban all passenger flights from the UK starting Thursday as it seeks to curb the spread of new variants of the coronavirus. It said in a statement that the UK has been classified as extremely high risk. Under that classification, people who have stayed in the UK for more than 2 hours will be restricted from boarding passenger flights to Hong Kong. Statement says the flight ban was issued because of the recent rebound of the epidemic situation in the UK and the widespread Delta variant virus strain there. It comes as Britain reported another nearly 15,000 COVID-19 cases in the latest 24-hour period. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.